My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's Thursday the 16th of July 2009 at 7:30 p.m. Could you please tell us your full name, your date of birth and where you come from?
My name is Mark Neil Fitch and my date of birth is 23rd of May 1970 and I'm from Norwich. I'm feeling very excited at this moment in time. Only half an hour to go.
How did you first find out about the project?
I think I read it in the Sunday Times about 3 or 4 months ago.
And what is it that encouraged you to apply?
Well, as you can see from me, I am now currently dressed as Elvis Presley, and any opportunity to perform in public is one that I'd like to take up. But I did read the piece by Mr. Gormley, and I was particularly taken by the piece where he said he wanted to show the differentiation between how we look and how we are. And I thought that, myself being a sitter in Norwich, that the contrast was quite stark, and maybe therefore I epitomised that particular part of what he was trying to get over.
And how exactly have you become involved in impersonating Elvis?
Well, we like to call ourselves Elvis tribute artists as opposed to impersonators. I started doing this on my own about 10 years ago. It started with my old football club that I used to play for. Boring story, but what it meant was that I started appearing a couple of times a year at events where we was organised to get some club funds up, and then that went to doing it a bit more seriously. But with 2.5 years ago, I thought, well, I can't do it any better than I am at the moment with backing tracks, etc. So I decided I'd try and form a band. That process in itself took many months. But within about a year of the idea happening, we had the eight piece band that we have now.
And what do you do with your band? Do you gig?
Or? We gig mainly over Norfolk. We have played to over 400 people on a couple of occasions, and we've supported Rick Wakeman, the old rock star. That was very good. And,
Will you be using the plinth to promote the band today?
I will be mentioning my band a couple of times, and I'll mention it now. We are the Blue Suaders.
And have you got any of them down here? Were they involved in the project today in any way?
No, regrettably not, no. But they're all listening at the... they're all listening back in Norfolk. And watching on your fantastic live web feed.
When you found out that you had a place?
I can't quite remember. Received the email. I seem to remember I was up that night, so I knew virtually as soon as the email came through, but obviously didn't feel it appropriate to telephone too many people. In fact, I didn't phone anybody until the morning.
And what exactly will you be doing?
I have condensed 2.5. We play for approximately 2.25 hours for each gig, so I've condensed my favourite songs into 1 hour's worth of performing.
And have you got people down here with you today?
Yes, there are several people who have made the trip from Norfolk, which I'm quite touched by. But I do a fair amount of work in London, so I know several people here. And I'm hoping that some of them, well, I know that some of them will be down below me as well.
Did you have any other ideas about what you might do on the plinth?
No, it was only going to be this.
And why did you decide to do this?
Because it's what I do.
What are you hoping will happen once you get there?
As with any gig that we do with the band, it really is just about seeing people enjoying themselves, having a dance maybe, seeing people enjoying themselves. The fact that it's me causing that enjoyment seems to fall apart or fall aside. I kind of just enjoy it with them as opposed to forming to them.
So you think it might be quite an interactive hour?
It's going to be interesting because the crowd are going to be a fair bit further away than normal. So we'll see how easy it is to interact with people further away. I have, obviously there's no power up there, so I've had to use a battery powered, or no electricity, so I've had to use acquire a battery powered amp. So if I'm nervous at all, it's just that I hope that that's loud enough to do the job. I'm slightly fearful that it will rain, because if it does, I don't know how the equipment will perform. I have got some ideas as to how to protect my equipment from the rain, and I don't quite know whether that will work, and just slightly fearful that the equipment does work. That aside, no.
Do you have any other expectations about what it will be like to be up on the plinth?
Crikey, expectations. No, I haven't really thought about anything other than seeing people, hopefully, enjoying themselves.
Who would you say that you're doing this for?
Predominantly, I'm doing it for the band, so that people can see how good I am. Hopefully they'll think that, so that's that. Doing it for me, doing it for my wife and my son, so they can see me doing this, and that's about it.
Have you been following the project?
Yes, it's on the computer most mornings once we're having breakfast, and most nights before we go to bed.
And is there anything that stood out so far?
I liked the bassoonist from about, he was this day two or day three, because he was the first person that I saw who was performing. And I thought, thank heavens, there are other performers up there.
We're trying to build a picture of the people that have applied for the project. What would you say are the things that are important to you in your life?
Okay. Enjoyment, family, financial stability, holidays, doing my professional job as well as I can, and doing this performance as well as I can.
You've mentioned that you're a solicitor. Would you mind telling us a bit more about your work?
Yeah, I'm a litigation solicitor. I'm also a mediator. So as I get to do two relatively separate jobs. Most of the time I'm a litigator, I am fighting for people's causes, but I'm also a mediator, and that is where two parties will come to me and I will try and settle their disputes for them to save the angst and cost of going to court.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I think I am more quiet than average when I am me, and I'm a lot louder than average when I'm doing my act. I'm quite sporty. I used to play football a lot. I now play golf as much as I possibly can. Hopefully a generally likeable fellow, but that's for other people to say, not me.
And if you had to summarise your experience since you first applied until now, what would you say about it?
I would call it a crescendo of excitement, which is now only 22 minutes away from starting.
And is there anything else you would like to tell us before we finish that we might not have already covered?
Just an appallingly obvious advert for the Blue Suaders. Contact us at www.thebluesuaders.com.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into Elvis and being a tribute act?
I think we've already done that question. The question that you...
So the interview was temporarily paused, so just getting back into it. Can you tell us where your fascination with Elvis began?
Of course I can. I was 7 when he died, and I can remember that my family were staying on holiday for a week with my aunt and uncle. And the news came over the radio that he had died, and I'm pretty sure I didn't know who he was at that point, but I can remember my mum and my aunt crying for the whole week, and I thought, crikey, who is this guy who has had such an effect on people who he's known and would never and my mum and my aunt would never have any chance of knowing. So that was the first time that I can remember an Elvis story, and I can remember that week like it was last month. I can remember my uncle and aunt's house that they haven't lived in for years. I can remember how sunny it was that week. After he died, Top of the Pops and other programs like that were playing a lot of Elvis for many months. So that was my first musical, the first thing from a musical perspective that struck me, and it stayed with me forever. I then discovered that my voice, I could never sing as well as him, but I've discovered that my singing style was not too dissimilar to his, so I don't really need to try to, it's not much of an effort for me to sing like him, so with it being relatively easy, I've always liked doing it.
And could you tell us a little bit more about the people that you've met and formed the band with?
Yeah, sure. It really is a list of who's who in the Norfolk and Norwich business world. My lead guitarist is Ted Whitten. He's retired now, but he was very senior in Barclays. My drummer is David Thrower. He is currently the small business manager for the whole of Norfolk. Chris McAvoy, he is a chartered surveyor and has been so in Norwich for decades. My bass player is a chap called Stuart Shearer. He's an independent financial advisor, runs his own company. Two backing singers are Joe Mysko and Susan Boone. Susan's at Norwich Union and Joe Mysko's at South Norfolk District Council, but she does some, or has in the past has done some... what's it called? Not arranging flowers. She'll kill me for saying that, but... what's the word? Oh, sorry, Joe. The last, but by no means least, is the keyboard player. His name is Anfield. Out of all of us, he's the most professional musician. He's been playing in bands since the 60s and was in one of the best known Norwich bands in that era.
And are the other members of the band professional musicians in any way?
No.
And you've mentioned that you'll be doing a condensed set. What exactly will you be singing for us?
Well, we'll be starting off with C.C. Rider. That was the song that started off his 1973 Aloha from Hawaii concert. We'll then a bit of Burning Love. We'll then do a couple of medleys. We'll be ending with Suspicious Minds and Can't Help Falling in Love, as he regularly finished his shows with. I've tried to include in between as many of his popular or most well-known songs that I could think of.
And do you hope people will sing along?
Yeah, I certainly do. Bit of singing, bit of dancing, bit of arm waving, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.